Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we welcome you into tonight's program. It is a Monday. It is September 22nd, and the Ole Miss Rebels are 4-0.
That's the goal.
That's it.
Yeah.
Check them off one at a time and roll with it. You know, we'll get into that LSU situation here in just a little bit, but you had Tulane coming in. Everybody was talking about what they had done, and the Rebels just went out looking at nothing else but putting the number up and beating Tulane on Saturday.
That's right, and that's a mark for the coaches, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and the two big areas that I continue to watch are offensive line and the secondary. I thought the offensive line took another step forward Saturday, and I thought the secondary, as John Summerall said in the post game, they're very sticky. So they played really well. And how about Beavers that came in there at the end of the game and
did a nice job?
Man, he looked athletic. So I'm really excited going forward.
We'll get to text messages later in the program at 662-426-1093. We're going to listen to Yancey talk with Jacques Doucet. Is that correct?
That's it. Like he said, that's as common as John Smith in the state of Mississippi.
We'll hear that interview coming up in the next segment. Do those text messages, get some injuries, and Harry's going to talk to us as well. First South Farm Credit offers specialized financing, structuring all types of land loans. Whether you're looking to refinance a large tract, purchase land for recreational use, or investing for future, First South can help. It is firstsouthfarmcredit.com. Chuck, what was your biggest? I'm sure you have posted, you've written, you've done lots of things, but the biggest takeaway from Saturday?
Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid's a player. He's just a player.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of other good stories, obviously, but, I mean, quarterback's what it's all about these days, and that cat's good.
Yeah, he's special. I mean, he just reminds me so much of – like Lane said, young Russell Wilson back in his day, or even a little bit of Johnny Football in his day. You know, he's quick. He's not just like fast, but he's quick. He can escape the pressure, get some yards with his feet, make plays with his arm, and he's just got it.
Smart.
This smart offense is dynamic with him leading the way.
He just looks like he understands the game. He's a coach. He understands the game, the situation. He's just playing within himself. He's not trying to do anything he can't do.
And all the people that said he couldn't throw.
Wrong.
I'm sorry. He can.
Can he ever? He's got plenty of arm.
No doubt. Let's go into the five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, my first start of the day. My thoughts on this season in college football is it's truly wide open. I don't see any teams that jump off the page to me. Everybody has holes. The ones that will survive will be the staffs that can scheme around their holes the best. Thought number two, speaking of holes, we are watching the offensive line get a little better game by game. This will be their biggest test Saturday. LSU's front seven is loaded. We'll know a lot more about their progress after this contest. Thought number three, LSU's quarterback Garrett Nussmeier has been banged up with an oblique and knee issue since fall drills began. Unfortunately for Ole Miss, he looks to be back to 100%. The secondary is going to be tested like never before. Thought number four, Ole Miss did a better job creating pressure Saturday, but they will have to take it up a notch to be able to beat LSU. They will have to create constant pressure to win this game. Princewell will be the key. He has to take better angles to get to the ball carrier. Then the last thought of the day, offensively, it all comes down to Trinidad and the offensive line. If Trinidad continues to play to the level he has the first two games, I feel really good about Ole Miss's chances Saturday.
Back into the program, too. We'll come up with some recruiting news. We'll get into those SEC schedules that came out, at least knowing the three that Ole Miss will see now in the next 4 years.
Crazy.
An interesting third. When you felt like Mississippi State, you felt like LSU.
For sure.
And then you just didn't know.
Arkansas, about 90%, maybe Vandy, 10%. Then out of left field, that though, Oklahoma.
Yeah. I thought earlier, right before we were on the Super Talk stations, Richard Cross did a good job of breaking down what he had found out about it. And they're trying to equalize winning percentages among all of it as best they could, plus keep it semi-drivable. And so it just worked out Oklahoma for all that.
Yeah, I mean, Norman's only about 12 hours from here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a ton of Ole Miss fans going over there every year. There will be this year because it'd be the first
it's
time.
First.
Then after that, the crowds will shrink considerably.
I've been there for hoops in November when it's wind and nothing to block the wind.
No.
It was really cold.
Yeah.
It ought to be a little different.
This
maybe,
will be a really, really big game for
weeks.
Ole Miss.
There it definitely will be. All right, we'll come back and we'll get into some other things with you next. Hold on.
Can I tell her what you did? Do you really want to know what you did? She pulled my shoes off. Oh, that's what you did to me. She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes off.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Ortho is now part of Mississippi Sports Medicine, uniting the best orthopedic doctors in the state under one trusted name. You get the same faces you know, same local care you can count on. Now stronger together as the official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. We bring that same trusted, high-level care to every clinic, every town, and every patient we serve. This is more than a new name. It's a commitment to Mississippi communities, every town, every patient, every step of the way. Mississippi Sports Medicine, rooted here, built to serve.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Still to go. We'll get into text messages. We'll do a couple of things in the next segment. But this part of the show is brought to you by the Faris Group, your partner in retirement, the Faris Group. Over 20 years experience, proven track record with retirees to invest and not outlive those savings during retirement. It's 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation. Yancey had a chance to sit down with Jacques Doucet. Let's see what happened.
Speaking of cool, this weekend's matchup seems to be a cool thing to everybody around these parts. How fired up is everybody down there in the Cajun world for this weekend's matchup?
Well, I think it's a huge test. As the season goes on, you know, your perspective on certain things changes. I think two things can be true. LSU has won some big games so far at Clemson to start the year, at home against Florida to start SEC play. But you also look at those teams and wonder how good. Obviously, Clemson has really struggled. Florida has really struggled. So I guess there's some legitimate questions still about how good LSU is. I'm not sure what your quarterback situation is, but the guy who played this past weekend against Tulane was really good as a dual-threat guy. And although Cade Klubnik from Clemson can run a little bit, I don't think he runs like this guy. So I guess the question is, LSU's defense has been tremendous, lights out. I mean, certainly Southeastern is Southeastern. That's an FCS team. But to hold them to 30 yards in one half and 3 yards rushing in the first half, I mean, they were just as dominant as you could be. So Blake Baker has really improved this defense tremendously, especially now he's got better players. The guys that got out of the portal, I think there's six starters on the defensive side of the ball that LSU got in the portal during the offseason. And certainly I remember, and Brian Kelly, I think, has referenced it as being a low point for LSU to go over to Oxford 2 years ago, score 49 points in a game and lose the night that Ole Miss scored 55. I mean, that was a low point for LSU defensively. And so be very interesting to see this time around how good the LSU defense is. Can they hold a Lane Kiffin offense in check? And, you know, the LSU offense, when they went there 2 years ago, they had Jade Daniels, who won the Heisman Trophy, and two first-round receivers, and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. on that team. I don't know if this team is going to score 49 points. I doubt it. So, you know, can LSU win a game in which they score 24, 28, 30 points? Might be a more, you know, accurate prediction.
Talk about the health of Garrett, your Heisman Trophy candidate down there in Baton Rouge. I've read some material where he was really limited in preseason drills, and they've kind of gotten him on schedule, and he seems to be 100% back and is throwing the long ball, and really saw that last weekend's matchup with LSU Saturday. Is he back to 100%?
Well, you know, way back in the dog days of August, which I think today is the first day of fall. Sure don't feel like it outside. Not over here, anyway. But, you know, still sweaty out there. But August 5th, I think it was, that was when the world stopped over here in Baton Rouge, where phones were blowing up that Garrett Nussmeier had a torn ACL. Remember that? His knee? Yep. And all these rumors, well, come to find out, he put a brace on. Next practice, we're out there. He's running around scrambling, no problem. I guess we had kind of heard here and there about maybe he might have this abdominal thing or something like that. Well, Brian Kelly discloses it for the first time last Monday, right after LSU played Florida, and then by the end of the week says he's over it. Now he's 100%. So it was really, we spent a lot of time talking about another injury that really meant nothing, and then we weren't talking about this one. But certainly this past week against Southeastern, he ran around, he scrambled, he threw the ball well. So, and I asked Brian Kelly about it at the press conference today, and doesn't appear to be that he's limited all that much. However, we, you know, the long passes down the field have not quite been there so far. I kind of think back to the end of Drew Brees covering him with the Saints and how he was still a very good quarterback, but he couldn't throw the ball down the field and defenses cheated up. So I would like to see Garrett, you know, throw that 40-yard, 50-yard bomb for a touchdown to a Chris Hilton Jr., who is their speedster, who has not been all that involved so far in the first four games of the year. But from what we can tell, Garrett is pretty good and ready to go.
LSU's defense against Ole Miss's offense, where are the matchups that concern LSU?
Well, you know, last year LSU really had a hard time stopping dual threat quarterbacks. They put Texas A&M, put Marcel Reed in the game in the third quarter. LSU couldn't stop him. The game spun totally out of control. Alabama, the 2 years they had Milroe against LSU. LSU couldn't tackle him. I think he ran for 8 touchdowns in 2 games against them. Now they've got better personnel. I think that the question for LSU is, can they stop a dual threat guy if it is Chambliss? And but I think LSU is just so much better. They're better in the secondary. They've got safeties now, and A.J. Halsey and Marcus Cooley, who played a lot of football at other colleges, came to LSU. I think Jordan Gilbert's much improved back there. He's a local kid, so is Deshaun Spears, safety, who played 9 snaps against Florida, had 2 interceptions, ran 1 back for a 58-yard touchdown. D.J. Pickett looks all the part. He's now starting. He's a true freshman, 5-star. He's the most highly recruited guy in LSU's 2025 class. So LSU's got dudes now. Harold Perkins at linebacker, they've apparently finally found a spot he's comfortable in. He had a bad knee injury last year. He's flying around. The Weeks brothers, your defensive linemen are pretty good as well. So it's the old cliche, you know, the unstoppable force against the immovable object. You know, Blake Baker is probably going to be a head coach here in the next couple of years, LSU's defensive coordinator. His wife was a soccer player at LSU. They're very, very happy in Baton Rouge being back. You know, he was on Coach O's staff in 2021. Coach O gets fired. Coach Kelly doesn't retain Blake Baker. He goes to Missouri, does a great job, and then comes back now. So it just may be a matter of time before somebody says, hey, Blake, here's $5-6 million. We want you to be our new head coach, and he's going to have to take it. So I think that's going to be very interesting, just watching Blake Baker's defense go up against you know, Lane Kiffin's offense, which Coach Kelly said today, nobody does tempo better in the SEC than Coach Kiffin and Ole Miss, and you got to be lined up and got to be ready to go.
If Ole Miss beats LSU Saturday, they have to do what?
Well, make LSU one-dimensional. I'm a little concerned about LSU's running back room and LSU's ability to run the football. Caden Durham was LSU's leading rusher last year, a true freshman. Got great speed. He has an ankle injury, I believe. Left the game, was gimpy, and when he's been healthy, the runs just haven't really been there for Caden Durham. He's popped a couple of long ones, but overall hasn't been great. Caleb Jackson, Coach Brian Kelly said he had his best game against Southeastern, but he's been really missing in action. He's kind of the guy you want to be the thunder to Caden Durham's lightning. He's a 235-pounder. You'd like him to, you know, exert his physicality, but they haven't really played him at all. So it could be a case where Juwan Johnson, number 8, plays a big role in running the football for LSU in this game. He got a decent amount of touches against Southeastern, looked pretty good, made some people miss, scored a couple of touchdowns against Southeastern, yeah, this past weekend. So does he get more touches this week in this game? I would think so. So if Ole Miss makes LSU one-dimensional and Garrett Nussmeier's dropping back too often, and Ole Miss is keeping the wide receivers in front of them, and Nussmeier makes one of those old school bad Garrett Nussmeier decisions, I think that would play into Ole Miss's hands to win the game. And then when Ole Miss has the ball in offense, can they trick LSU into a bust or two and score a couple of, you know, easy touchdowns? It's a road game for LSU. That place gets pretty loud. It's not like going to College Station or Bryant-Denny Stadium or the Swamp, but certainly I remember Nick Saban saying he had never gotten so many one-finger salutes in his life as he did in 2003 when LSU came over and played him that famous game against Eli Manning. I think Matt Mauk, the quarterback on LSU's team, he threw a pick six right off the bat. Said we pulled up on the bus, and a 7-year-old flicked me off. I'm like, this is unbelievable. So it has been some pretty intense atmospheres over there, and Ole Miss has certainly won their share of games against LSU. You know, I think LSU fans, the more arrogant ones, feel like they should never lose to Ole Miss, and they think it was ridiculous for storming the field and celebrating when LSU beat Ole Miss in the past. But it's always tricky going over there and trying to win.
Mr. Doucet, we really, really appreciate your time, and really, really appreciate it again. And we look forward to having you on in the future, maybe when Ole Miss and LSU suit up in hoops coming up here in a couple months. And may you have a blessed day, and you have a great, great day, my friend.
Okay, Yancey. Thanks for having me, man.
You
appreciate
too.
It.
Thank you.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Faris and the Faris Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Faris Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Faris Group, farisgroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, this portion of things, we're going to get into text messages and into the injury report. Nice job, Mr. Porter.
Yeah, he's the best down there. It's going to be a great game Saturday. Thought he made a lot of great points, especially about Ole Miss making LSU one-dimensional. LSU struggled running the ball, and they've had some offensive line issues where hopefully this defensive line, I still think they're better, Chucky, than what the numbers say they are, that defensive line. And hopefully this is their coming out party this week.
Yeah, I asked Lane yesterday in a little press conference he has on Sunday afternoon. It's about a 10-minute deal. I said, are you concerned about, hardly any sacks or any tackles for loss out of the defensive front? And he said, yeah, you know, we led the nation last year in both categories.
Yeah.
We had 11 hurries in the game Saturday, but still no sacks. I mean, they were in the back, but they just, as you said, those guys were going down.
They're getting too wide. They're beating their guys, and Chucky said that off the air that it's easier to go straight ahead at that angle. But they've just got to work on those angles.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get into the text messages. They're brought to you by Cannon Clear McGraw, CCMOxford.com. The first is about eligibility, if there is any more, for Trinidad Chambliss.
They're trying to get it. He played two games as a true freshman, so obviously that should count as a red shirt. And this is just his fourth year, so, you know, he's listed as a senior, but they're working on getting that fifth year. I mean, if you're going to give Diego Pavia 9 years to play up in Vanderbilt.
What about the kid in Kentucky that was turned 25?
Good Lord, yeah.
Yeah, Calzada?
He'll get another year. Yeah. It'd be very surprising if he'd get another year.
Golly.
He only played two games.
Calzada's been crappy for 8 years.
He won one game.
It's
held on.
I think he's done.
Any timetable where Luke Haas would start to play on a regular basis, and what about getting Odom more involved?
Well, obviously, if you give Luke and Odom more snaps, then you take some away from Daquan Wright, who is hot as a pistol right now. I mean, that dude is playing some ball. So, I think they're all going to be limited unless they go to 12 personnel with two tight ends, which they do some. That'd be the opportunity for them. If they're going to stay in 11 personnel with one tight end, it's going to be Daquan.
Without a doubt. That's an NFL tight end.
He is a beast.
We were talking about so wide open, but if you think about it, I mean, they've got to cover everybody else.
Yeah.
He can run, too.
And he can separate.
I tell you, he blocks.
I tell you what, the play that I like the best, and this is going to sound crazy, but they lined him up at tailback one play. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
Yeah.
And he plowed down for Chambliss.
Ran right Chambliss, behind him.
Yeah. Gained about 8 or 9 yards.
I think it was on 3rd and 7, too.
Yeah, and it was down.
It was quarterback.
It was in the red zone, too.
Yeah, sure was.
I love that. That shows me he'll stick his nose in there.
Also, about defending the run, I think we've kind of touched on that each and every week, but still some concern about stopping the run of LSU.
There's a lot of concern.
Yeah.
I mean,
there were times, Chucky and Gary, that, you know, Tulane, they said, hey, we're going to run the ball on those tough 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, and Ole Miss didn't stop it.
That's right.
They got them. And that's when a team says, we're going to do this, and you can't stop it even against the caliber of Tulane, that's worse. And I don't understand it, Chucky, because D-line is tough.
I think the jury's out on the linebackers. I think they're okay. I'm not trying to say they're bad, but I'm just saying there's not a poop ball in there. And I don't think Daughtry's having the year that he's had last year.
I like Daughtry. I really do.
Too.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I know those defensive linemen, interior especially, are really, really good. And they're getting, you know, they're just getting it just about every time.
Well, that's 5-on-4. That's 5-on-4, Yancey. And that's where the linebackers have to clean stuff up.
Sure.
And I think the linebackers are 6 yards past the line of scrimmage, so the running back's got 4 before he even gets hit. I mean, it's a numbers game.
I think some safety issues too, physicality of the safeties. That's just my opinion. I think it's a little mixture.
Well, the safety.
What do you think, Gary?
But the safeties are the last line of defense.
They are. They're going to come in when it's obviously a run.
They're not going to come in deeper than the linebackers, though. Linebackers are the ones that are going to have to clean this up, I think.
Yeah, they're firstly the first line of defense, no doubt about that.
And then a lot of questions about injuries, so let's just go ahead and do this. Move into our injury report brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians at Ole Miss. 662-513-2000 or MississippiSportsMedicine.com. Injury time.
All right. Well, you know, obviously the world's holding their breath about Austin Simmons' ankle. I don't see Lane said today that he would start if he's 100%. Well, I think Lane knows he's not going to be 100% myself.
No.
So I don't think anything's going to happen there. Jalen Braxton hadn't played yet. Cornerback where we need help, but I don't know what's wrong with him. Luke Haas is back, tight end, as we talked about earlier. Treylon Ray, wide receiver, hadn't dressed out yet. I don't know what's wrong with him. MJ Preston, you know, was in the shooting incident in August. He's out. And Cedric Beavers is now playing. He's been in injury situation, and he did a good job. He had an interception and a pass breakdown, breakup late in that game. So I'm excited about him.
He flashed big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
That's all I got.
Harry Harrison then will give us some more thoughts when we come back.
Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs. Looking to buy your dream home? Trust Kelly Turner, your dedicated loan officer at Priority One Bank. With personalized service and expert guidance, Kelly makes home ownership simple and stress-free. Visit TurnerHomeLoan.com to get started today. That's TurnerHomeLoan.com. Priority One Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1227198.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, it's time for a little game day outlook and the portion of the program brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. If there's one person that's game day ready on a Monday, it's our next guest. Here's Harry Harrison. Hello.
Hey, especially before LSU.
I joked on the postgame show last week that our statistician who sits next to him better come and bubble wrap into the press box for Saturday's game because it's going to get physical up there, Harry.
I'm telling you, man, it better be a whole lot of high-fiving up there in that press box. It's better roll.
There you go. Hey, Perry, I was listening to your post-game while I was writing my post-game article the other night, and you said exactly what I was writing at the same time I was writing it about your concern that the defensive line is not getting many sacks or negative yardage plays, and they led the country in both those statistics last year.
And, you know, Chuck, with the exception of one veteran, Xavier Harris, you know, those guys are young. I get it. It's kind of like the court. It's kind of like Austin Simmons. Not very many snaps under their belt, Chuck. They're very, really, they came in highly rated. They've got a lot of ability, I think, at this young age, better than last year's group probably at their young age. But last year's group was veterans, Chuck, and they'd already been playing 2 and 3 years and some of them 4 years. And, people don't understand. The more snaps you get, the more comfortable you get, the more things you see, the speed of the game slows down, all of that. Yeah, I'm sometimes curious where, Centurion Perkins is. I mean, he was a force last year. Has he gotten a sack this year? Maybe a half a sack. I'm not sure about that. But, at some point that's actually going to start happening. And Saturday night against the Tigers would be a great time to get it going.
No question about it. I've been impressed with William Echols, but at the same time, he's not making any penetrating plays. He's making the plays he's supposed to make.
Yeah, he is, and he's people have got to realize that what we play is gap defense. That means everybody's got a gap to defend, and I thought William Echols is playing well against the run. Are we getting any pressure right up the middle on the quarterback? Probably at this point we haven't, Chuck, but we hadn't brought a lot of blitzes, okay? We seem to be rushing, against Arkansas we rushed 3 the first half and dropped 8, and that didn't particularly work out well because they kept running the read option and running right past us. But in the second half we started rushing 4, and that picked up. And against Tulane we continued to just rush 4 guys. And we didn't get sacks, but we got a lot of hurries in that game. It caused that quarterback, I think he only had one completion at the first half, only wound up with 5 in the game, and then his backup guy came in and only had 5 completions. So they only had 10 completions in the game out of 29 attempts. So that's not going to serve you well especially if you're on the road. I'm talking about Tulane now. But any team, if you're on the road and you only got 10 out of 29 completions with a pick, that's not gonna get it done. And so the Rebels were able to hurry the guy. They were able to put pressure on him, force Retzlaff out of the pocket several times. Finally, I saw Centurion Perkins run him down from behind, tackle him over on their sideline. But we got enough pressure, Chuck, even though we didn't get sacks. They were having to get rid of the ball too quick. Obviously didn't throw it very well, them being Tulane. I thought our secondary played well. Once again, not a lot of turnovers in that game. And I think that's going to change, too. And hopefully Saturday night we'll get that kicked off.
Yeah, I'm like you now. I was pretty impressed with the improvement the secondary made from Arkansas to Tulane. Maybe, Arkansas's got better wide receivers. I grant you that. But still, Tulane's wide receivers are pretty good. And we had them, as Summerall said, we were very sticky with our coverage.
Well, and Tulane like to run a lot of crossing routes. Their guys were 5'9 and 5'10, the bulk of them. And what they wanted to do was get you the ball in the middle of the field and let you work in space. And we didn't have that, man. We just had them covered all the way. Even if we're running zone, we passed them off well. Running man, we're right there on the hip pocket. But we're going to see a big difference come Saturday night. Probably the wide receiver room for LSU is kind of like our wide receiver room. It might be the most decorated group on the team. They've got a lot of talent. Most of them are transfers. We got Barry and Brown, who came in from Kentucky, and Xavion Thomas, who played at Mississippi State 2 years ago. And both those guys are Barron Brown's caught 20 passes, and Aaron Anderson is a guy they signed out of high school, I believe. He's got 21 catches on the season. So they've got some guys, but, opposite of that is they haven't been running the football very well, Chuck. I mean, they're averaging 116 yards a game. We're talking about LSU now, if that's what y'all want to get off and talk about. Obviously, I do.
Sure.
Only averaging 116 yards rushing a game, so – I asked Coach Kiffin today in his press conference, and, I knew he was going to give me coach speak because that's what I was expecting. But you don't replace a first-round pick at left tackle from last year and a third or fourth-round pick at right tackle. You just don't bring that – you're just not able to reload that type of talent year in and year out. And I don't care who you are. And I don't think LSU's offensive line is playing nearly as well. We had a rough time last year with that talented group we had getting to their quarterback, without a doubt, obviously getting to Garrett Nussmeier, and he eventually beat us there on the last play of the game, get us into overtime. But we didn't make it. I don't think we had a sack or maybe one sack last year, but they really protected him well. Now, we'll see if this group that they're bringing to Oxford can do it on Saturday night. I think we're going to get to Nussmeier some. I'm predicting that. And I think Pete's going to take some chances and probably do some blitzing. But once again, they got a lot of speed on the outside. We know what Barry and Brown did to us with Kentucky last year, fourth and whatever, eight, and, he makes a 63-yard catch. It kind of put them out front, and we didn't ever catch up. But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how Pete draws it up for this week, how they're going to defend that. But, if you don't have a running game, and I'm not saying they don't have a running game, but they're not setting it on – they're not setting the woods on fire, Chuck, with their run game, averaging, 116 yards a game, and they're averaging 3.7 yards a carry. That's not what you expect out of an LSU offense, I don't think.
No, I agree. But on the flip side of that, we're giving up almost 5 yards a carry. So we've got to shore up some stuff, too.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
Harry, talking about replacing those offensive linemen, I think that what we're seeing this year more than ever before is the spreading out of talent because of NIL, and you don't have a dominant team out there. Everybody's got a few holes, and everybody's got some strengths, and, it's just who wins on Saturday.
I have to agree with that, Chuck. And I think LSU's done a good job, just like Ole Miss has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they spent some money in the portal. There's no doubt about that. And got some new – they really improved their defense. I hadn't gotten to watch a lot of film yet, but they've really improved their defense. The last few years, it was just a matter of outscoring LSU, and it was not a problem because their defense was really porous. But they stepped that up, got three new players in their secondary from the portal, and I think two or three new defensive linemen. So they spent some money to fill some needs that they had defensively. And I think you're right. I think, you know, Georgia's done that and Alabama's done that and Texas A&M. You know, I'm not sure about Texas. I'm sure if they wanted it, they did, because they certainly got the money to spend. I really just hadn't, because we don't play them, I hadn't followed those two schools. But, yeah, everybody that really is paying attention, and maybe Dabo Swinney ought to be listening to our call.
Really?
You know, you absolutely got to, if you're going to be competitive, you got to remake your roster every year. And fortunately for us this year, several of our guys we brought in here are juniors, and some of them are sophomores. So we got another two years with these guys, maybe 3 years with some of them, and that certainly helps. Of course, you got to retain them, maybe get raises every year. But you got to keep those guys coming, Chuck. You can't build teams with high school players anymore. I think those days are over. Yeah, are they part of that equation? Sure, but you still got to bring in new faces and remake that roster. And Lane Kiffin's done obviously a great job of doing that.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting listening to Nick Saban about the Dabo situation, and he said, "Hey, you can't just go high school and develop and go that route anymore. It's different. You have to go with the times and change with them." And Dabo is not. So even Saban is even saying it, like, you can't go high school anymore. LSU's got 11 new starters in the portal.
From the sideline, obviously that's the one thing that ran him out of coaching.
But right.
Yeah.
I think he's enjoying saying that from the sideline, yes.
That's right. But even LSU, they got 11 starters from the portal this year. I mean, and you think of LSU like Georgia and Alabama, you know, really getting all the players from Louisiana, recruit nationally a little bit and develop them. But half their starters are from the portal this year.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's what I was saying, that they've done a good job about their – I think, you know, and I'll keep up with it, but I think they were ranked as the number one portal class.
Yeah.
Okay? LSU was.
Ole Miss and LSU and Texas
Tech. Number two or three. So,
yep.
Yeah, so they've really changed some looks on defense and gotten much better on that side of the ball for sure. So – as I get to watch more film this week, I'll maybe figure out where all those guys came from. But right now, I haven't seen that. So, but yes, they've definitely gone out, spent some money, and got some players, and you got to plug and play them, and that's the teams that continue to win that do that year in and year out.
All right, before we let you go here, talk to me about Trinidad Chambliss. What you're seeing?
Chuck, it's going to be pretty hard to take him off the field, I would think. I mean, he gives us that second element as a run, you know, guy. 5'11", 205. You know, I was concerned of him standing in the pocket. You know, I think he only got one batted down to line of scrimmage, but threw the ball exceptionally well on Saturday. We got some receivers that can go get it. I mean, it was Deuce Alexander Day. He was a magician catching the football and making things happen. And, of course, he gives us that speed running. But Trinidad just gives us that other Simmons can't run, but that's not his forte. I mean, he runs only because sometimes he gets flushed from the pocket. I think Trinidad Chambliss gives us that extra element that sometimes the defenses can't account for the quarterback. They don't match up. You got one extra guy, you got an extra blocker in the running back, whatever it is, whether it's the draw up through the middle or quarterback read option, or it's just a straight down the line speed option. We ran that on the goal line the other night, and Lacey walked in. But I like what I've seen. I tell you what he looks like, Chuck. He looks so comfortable back there directing traffic. He doesn't seem to get in a hurry. And that's what I mean by snaps. This guy's 24 years old. He's been playing football for 5 years or longer in college. He's had a ton of snaps. And that, he's just comfortable, you know, as they say, in his own skin. He looks like he's playing in the backyard, having a good time playing rough and tumble in the backyard. He doesn't panic, you know, and he makes things look simple and easy. And that's what we got to get with Austin Simmons. We got to get snaps enough to when that starts coming for him.
Yep. He also makes the offensive line look a whole lot better, doesn't he?
Well, he does, and I think Yancey, on the flip side of that, I think their offensive line is finally starting to gel. I think we finally got five guys playing together. I know we've had the two tackles in center the entire time, but guards have been shifted around. But I think getting Delano Townsend back at left guard has kind of solidified that offensive line. And those three guys inside now are playing much better than the three guys we had last year in there. No reflection on them, but I just think we're doing a better job there. So that offensive line is gelling. You know, I talked to Coach Harrison the other day, and, you know, nobody's 100% this time of year, especially those guys. They're banged up some. But you got to play hard at this level. There's no doubt. Offensive lineman, every time the ball snaps, it's a collision. So, you know, they're going to be sore on Sundays and Mondays. But so far, so good. They've all continued to play well, had any injuries up front. And we now have some depth on that offensive line in case we do. But I expect them to continue. And I think that was a really big part of Saturday's, you know, beatdown of Tulane was the offensive line played very, very, very
no
well.
No doubt.
Well, 5 days, Harry, till your favorite team comes into Oxford.
And, you know, ain't nothing good about purple and gold, Chuck.
100%.
Hey, buddy, thank you as always.
Thank
appreciate
you, my friend.
You
too. Have a blessed day.
All right, we have a couple minutes left to go. We say those things to Harry, and I joked about the bubble wrap, but let me tell you what. Mm-hmm. One of the early years of my doing this, had to fill in the spot for someone, right, on offense or defense, and was sitting next to him. I legit had a bruise on this right. He beat the crud out of me.
And he's from Southwest Mississippi. Look, back in the day, the LSU, even today's the biggest rival.
Listen, he was with the 4 second deal.
He was with the 4 second deal.
That'll never leave him as long as he's alive.
Let me tell you, he gets into every game. Don't get me wrong. He's up there as a guy that played it at the high level, but when it's LSU week, Terry Harrison's a different animal, man.
Let he me takes it up a notch.
He is a different man.
Well, I hope all our players and coaches feel the exact same way. This is a huge game.
Here's another thing. Every time we get a new coach, the first question Harry asked it in the press conference, you realize how much we hate LSU, don't you?
It is that week, and we will come back to finish up the program of LSU Week. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch or online romeromiller.com or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring, and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, we've already talked about our SEC and Ole Miss news a little bit. Brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in the state jewelry, diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. The SEC made their announcement of what they're calling annual opponents. You'll see these over the next 4 years. And, of course, for Ole Miss, it's Mississippi State, LSU, and Oklahoma. Any more thoughts on that?
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
Just really
I just got a text that said 560 miles from Oxford to Norman. So Richard Cross's theory about geography taking a shot in the ass.
It goes in there some, and then it was trying to, as much as possible, equal out.
Who would have guessed that Mississippi State's one of their three would be Vandy? You know, everybody would have predicted Kentucky. But I mean, you know, it's when you're adding teams in, it's going to throw everything for a loop.
Yeah, and look, it's going to change in.
Or no Alabama LSU game. Years. No Alabama LSU game.
I guess they're looking over the history for Alabama, and Auburn and Tennessee have been more important and bigger series over the long haul.
Over the long haul.
Than LSU.
Yeah.
And then they get Mississippi State in that third spot.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We'll see. It's only for 4 years. You know, it's going to change again. They're going to add some more teams than that's two or three, 4 years. So it's just a four-year deal. It's not forever.
Red and Blue Chips recruiting segments presented by the Grove Collective with the mission to create and enhance NIL opportunities for the Ole Miss student-athletes in today's marketplace.
Yeah, since we were last on the air, Ole Miss picked up a commitment from Chavez Dixon out of Leesburg, Georgia. He's an offensive lineman, which is good news. 6'4", 305 is the fourth commitment in the 27 class. Official visits. Ole Miss added Jaden Hill out of Tupelo. He will be taking an official visit to Ole Miss for the LSU weekend and 210-pound back, and he is a low Chucky. I don't know if either of y'all got to see the Tupelo-Oxford game this past weekend. He played quarterback. The Wildcat, their quarterback, got suspended. So
for 9 weeks.
Golly, I didn't know it was for that long, but Jaden is – he is a bull, and he's committed to Mississippi State right now, and he would be a good one for them. Unofficial visits this weekend, four-star wide receiver Dedrick Kimbrough will be in town. He's the number 53rd overall-ranked player. Jermichael Garrett, the linebacker commit that just committed last week, four-star, will be in this weekend. There'll be a ton of players. I mean, we can only go over a few. Four-star quarterback Graham Simpson, number 10 national quarterback, will be in. Four-star, we'll go to baseball, another commit for the baseball program. 6'3", 250-pound, 15-pound center fielder Winston Pennant out of Riverview, Florida, committed to Ole Miss over the weekend. Basketball's bringing in a trio of studs, 27, Friendsville, Texas point guard Chase Richardson. He is the number 4 overall prospect in the country, will be in. Overtime elite small forward Clyde Walter, 6'6", kind of off guard, is headed to Ole Miss this weekend. He's top 50 national ranked prospect. And then Ole Miss offered Germantown point guard out of Mississippi, Mason Williams, in the 26th class, which is this year's class, and he'll be in this weekend. That's a late offer for a Mississippian.
in this 26 class. So that's something to watch out for as well.
And the good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered home and business. They're a certified GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Give them a call or you can text 662-644-4297 or their website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, obviously the good, the Rebels couldn't afford to stub their toe in the first four games. They didn't. They're 4-0. Now they're setting themselves up for where they needed to be. And I know it was a group of five program, but I thought the Rebel coaches did a great job preparing the Rebels for Tulane. No looking past the green wave to LSU and a really good game plan on both sides of the ball. The defensive front didn't allow Jake Retzlaff to get loose much or break containment. The secondary was very good in coverage. Offense utilized all their receivers and the tight end. The run game was good enough to keep Tulane honest. The offensive line protected quarterback Trinidad Chambliss well, and as a result, he had over 400 yards of total offense, including over 100 yards rushing the ball. The specialists were good. Everybody was just good, setting themselves up, getting ready for LSU. Bad, this is not bad, but just an area that needs to improve that we've been talking about. The Rebels led the nation in tackles for loss and sacks last year. This year, the front has not produced those types of big plays. They have to step up more. The offensive line has gotten better, but they have to do more in the run game. Pass pro is pretty good.
I agree. They struggled a little bit, Chucky, with the tough yards run last weekend against Tulane. They give Tulane some credit, but they're going to have to do better than that this weekend. We're going to have to get a better effort out of that. And we've talked about it at length about the defensive line just making a few more plays, or it might be some of the linebackers.
They did make some fourth down plays in that game, right? They did. Was Echols straight down the line on a couple of
those. And again, they got better defensively in the second half than they did in the first half. So each game we see PG, Pete Golden making adjustments.
All right, Ole Miss number 13 in the AP, 11 in the coaches. LSU's number 4 in both. They're both 4-0. 2-0 for Ole Miss in the SEC, 1-0 for the Tigers.
Man, I can't wait.
Did you know Ole Miss is 25-5 in their last 30 games?
And 18-2 or 17-2 at home in the last almost 20?
Pretty good. Hotty toddy.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.